You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. There are places in the world where the rich in need of organs get them because they pay the black market, which harvests the organs from the poor who are desperate for money. Often the organs are taken and the payments are cut or never made.
Usually the market price is $1,500 for a kidney, but one seller, he received $600 after the operation.
Michigan State University Assistant Professor Munir Munaruzaman has studied organ selling by people trapped in extreme poverty.
My research found that their health condition deteriorated, their economic condition worsened, and their social status eroded after selling their organs.
He's presenting his work at the Vatican today and tomorrow as part of an organ trafficking summit called for by Pope Francis. I caught up with Munaruzaman before he left for Rome. This, to me, sounds gruesome and one of the worst kinds of exploitation. Tell me where something like this happens.
It's a profound form of exploitation, and this has been going on from 1971 when the cyclosporine, the drug, was being invented. So now the transplantation has become a reality. From then on, there is a big waiting list in the West, particularly North America and Europe. And there is a big waiting list. Often it is 5 years or so. So people are waiting for receive a kidney. To bypass this waiting list, some of these recipients, they are going overseas and they are having the transplantation done in those countries. So that's why the black market is flourishing for the last three decades or so.
Right. I was understanding that these so-called transplant tourists, including people from the United States, travel to someplace like Bangladesh or maybe an African country and get the organ transplant. I mean, how common is that?
It is very common and it is increasing each day because there are more and more organs are basically become transplantable. So, for example, it started with kidneys. Now, my recent research, I've been looking at how liver loaves are become the new commodities on the black market. So you can buy liver loaves. I also found a case where a poor woman, she wanted to sell one of her corneas. And these are live people, not cadavers. Because of poverty and debt, these people are stepping forward to sell one of their body parts.
So how did this get started in countries like Bangladesh? You did some research there.
Yes. I have been looking at the black market of human organ trafficking in Bangladesh for the last 10 years. Typically, it happens that wealthy people from the West, you know, North America or Europe, or local wealthy people, they basically did not ask organ donation from family members because it's risky. They basically usually go to the black market and get the organs from the poor people through some brokers. And economically, it's not beneficial for the sellers because the money ran out in few months. And most of the sellers, they could not get back into the physical demanding jobs such as rickshaw pulling or heavy industrial lifting. Their health is deteriorated. They are experiencing physical and psychological problems. And their social status is declined because people believe the body parts owned by God, this is God's gift. And so they couldn't hold their body parts intact.
What's being done by the governments in the countries where this is happening to restrict this kind of organ selling?
Where I'm studying in South Asia, in Bangladesh particularly, there is a law that was being implemented in 1999, and any kind of selling and buying body parts is illegal, and it is almost every country in the world. It's being outlawed except Iran, which has a regulated organ market, which is legalized by the state officials. So all of the countries, almost all of the countries in the world, it is outlawed. But there are legal loopholes, and people are going to different countries. It's transnational trading, so it's very hard to implement those laws because it doesn't fall into their jurisdiction. So that's the way people are going overseas. Often it happens the recipients are going from U.S., the sellers are from Bangladesh, but their operation happened in Singapore. So it's very difficult to implement those laws because it's extraterritorial. Those laws, how it is being implemented is very complicated.
What can be done to stop this? What can be done to restrict it?
Well, there are ways that we are working. I'm a custodial member of Declaration of Istanbul Against Organ Trafficking Group, which is convened by the Transplantation Society, which is the world's largest body of nephrologists and urologists and transplant surgeons. So I'm part of it, and we're trying to combat this practice in different ways in different parts of the world. So the Vatican Summit, it's not an academic body. We are not only advancing knowledge, we are not informing Pope Francis about this situation, how it is happening all over the world, but also, which is the most important thing, that we are trying to combat these issues. And one of the way we find this is perhaps would be the most powerful way, that if Pope Francis calls for organ donation, so more and more people will step forward, which will reduce the black market of organ trafficking.
So just asking people, the Pope, asking people to consider organ donation, there's a lot of effort to try to get people to become organ donors in this country, but it's not exactly successful. Do you think a plea from the Pope will make that much difference?
We do hope that, you know, there will be a significant difference, because there are efforts to increase organ donation, and some countries they did in an alternative way. For example, Spain, where it is presumed consent, which everybody is a donor unless you wanted to opt out. But in the U.S., that in our context, that where we have an opt-in system, so a lot of people, they are not aware of it, like, you know, about the organ donation system, how it works. There are often misconceptions about it. So if Pope Francis can reach out to the Catholic community, which more and more people, their misunderstanding about organ donation are, there are, you know, fictional stories are being circulated. People are getting from in a hotel sleeping, and in a bathtub their organs are being removed. And those kind of fictional stories and misconceptions, that will be eliminated. Because the major religions, all the major religions, they accept organ donation, but people have a lot of misconception about it. In this context, if Pope Francis calls for organ donation and motivate people or encourage people for donating their body parts, which will be wasted in that sense, because we're all going to die, so that will have a significant effect, and we can recycle those organs effectively.
Munir Munaruzaman is an assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology and the Center for Ethics and Humanities in Life Sciences at Michigan State University. Thanks for talking with us about this, and safe travels.
Thank you.
Vatican Summit on Organ Trafficking is February 7th and 8th.